The NRAR project needs accurate waveforms and any type of phenomenological waveforms modeling usually starts with hybrid waveforms. So you first make hybrids and then you fit your phenomenological model to the hybrids. And so any error you have in the hybrid will go on and be present in the phenomenological model as well. Evaluating errors of hybrid is not as trivial as it sounds. There are potential errors in the post-Newtonian waveforms because we're pushing post-Newtonian into a regime where it's no longer valid. There are, of course, errors in numerical relativity due to gauge effects, due to finite size wave extraction, due to truncation error, and whatever else we might have forgotten. And there might be errors introduced in how the matching is done. To make things even worse, one hybrid waveform is valid, one hybrid for binary black holes is valid for any total mass. You can just scale it up and down. But if you want to apply it in data analysis, the impact of the error depends on the noise spectrum, noise curve of the detector, and on the total mass of the waveform of the system you're scaling the waveform to. So our goal is to work towards some kind of framework for a comprehensive error analysis to try to make sense of all these different types of errors. And on the poster, we're presenting results for two different types of errors. One of them is the good old question of how early you have to match the post-Newtonian waveform to the numerical relativity waveform, a question that will also be addressed by Mark Hannam. You will have to come up to the poster to actually see the answer. And the second example, it's down here, the last two plots. Is the question of the impact of a systematic phase error in the numerical relativity waveform at low frequencies. So the early in spiral is the most difficult part to simulate accurately in numerical relativity, and it's easy to accumulate a phase error. So the example we have taken here is a phase error of about 0.5 radians accumulating here at those gravitational wave frequencies. And but this early in spiral where numerical relativity calculations are difficult to do is precisely the regime where you are attaching the post-Newtonian waveform. So in this particular case, we can, with some error criterion we're defining, we're finding this type of error here going up to the value of 0.1. What this error is, you will have to come out up to the poster to see. And for parameter estimation, you want to be somewhere around 0.02, 0.03. So this phase error here is way, way too large in order to do reliable parameter estimation. So this is the kind of results we are hoping for. Well, some results we already have on the poster and more we hope to have in the near future. Thank you.